Everyone's favorite time of the year is right around the corner, college football season. To celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new players in the center of the action with $200 in free bets instantly if you bet $1 or more on any college football game. Take advantage of this limited-time offer now. You heard that right. DraftKings is giving all new players $200 in free bets instantly when you place a bet of $1 or more on any college football game, no matter what. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now to check out all the great promotions and daily odds boosts that they are offering. DraftKings Sportsbook is safe, secure, and reliable, located right here in the United States, so it's easy to deposit and withdraw your money. Your convenience. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN, as in the Hockey Podcast Network, to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any college football game. That's promo code THPN to get your free $200 in free bets instantly for a limited time. Only DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 years or older. New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. All right, everybody. Welcome to the Brews and Bruins podcast, episode 75 of season 2, the Connor Clifton episode. My favorite episode. I don't know. Brews and Bruins podcast, the Hockey Podcast Network podcast, presented by Bruins Diehards, sponsored by DraftKings, a drinkable podcast you can taste. I'm Drew Johnson. I'm here with Chris Gear. Cam is gone, as usual.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Before we get into drinks and everything, I think we need to mention the unfortunate news that I think shocked everybody in the hockey world today. Which was the passing of former Bruin Jimmy Hayes at the age of 31. No cause of death or anything has been released at the time that we're recording. So all we know is that he has passed, and just a very, very unfortunate thing. Such a young age.
Yeah, guy has a family, two kids. Yeah, that's just absolutely heartbreaking.
With that, do we want to move into beer?
Yeah, you go first because I poured this horribly.
Oh my god, that's it's half foam. It kind of looks like a shake, to be honest.
I thought
with all the stuff stuck at the bottom.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought since it was kind of a dark beer, it would pour a little better than that, but
I'm struggling to open my beer, so
this has happened before as well.
I'll use my hair gel. Okay, wait. The thing that my gel is in. Oh, there's just not enough. Ooh.
This was a can. At least
it was crisp. Yeah, this was a can. Okay, dude, it's been in my fridge for a while.
Do you like perennially not have fingernails? Is that a problem?
I have no fingernails. I chew them off.
Okay.
I blame my anxiety. Anyway. No, I blame just not having anything better to do than chew my fingernails. I've got a little sip. I'm going to take a big sip of it. Well, maybe I should take a little sip to test it. It's a little sip IPA from Lawson's Finest Liquids. Not to be confused with Lampson's, where we had Jack Lampson on yesterday.
Good episode, by the way. Check that out.
Very good episode. If you haven't checked that out, if you're just into this and you hate beer, maybe not. But I think most people that... don't really listen to us for the Bruins content. I think they listen for the us being drunk and beer.
Drew struggling to open his beer and me struggling to pour mine.
It's a 6.2%. So yeah, I will take a little sip as encouraged. Okay, wow. Drinkability. It is pretty light. It's pretty easy to go down. I mean, I took a little sip, so I'll take a bigger one. Yeah, drinkability. I think I'm going to go with a 33. That is, considering it is an IPA, it really does go down more like a lighter beer, maybe like a lager does, or a regular old pale ale. Taste. It's a tasteability, I should say. It's a little lower. I was expecting something a little more hoppy. I get some hoppiness in there, but there's also some citrus. It has a, on the can it says it has a juicy fruit forward character layered with tropical hop flavors. Okay, so that makes sense. I think you get a little more on the aftertaste, so initially I'll go with a 10, but fully I'll go with a 16. Good All beer, right. I recommend it.
I have a Dark Element from Element Brewing Company in Millers Falls, Massachusetts. I was there the other day. One of my favorite breweries around this area. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere, so I guess if you're anywhere near Greenfield, Massachusetts, check that out. It doesn't really say what it is on the can, but if I recall correctly, it's somewhere in the 8 to 10% range, and it's kind of like a darker ale, maybe a porter.
Shouts to Matt Porter.
Always shouts to Matt Porter. Yeah, it's definitely a porter. You kind of get those like roasty, smoky notes. But it's also a little hoppier than something I would expect from, you know, a darker beer. Not quite in the like black IPA range, but definitely a little residual bitterness afterwards. So that's gonna ding the drinkability score quite a bit, because it is a high alcohol beer and it is, you know, pretty heavy and pretty bitter. So it's gonna be like a 5 on the drinkability scale. But here's the rub. Boy, you can taste it. Lots of different flavors going on there. It's really complex and something that I would say, you know, grab one of these and sit by the fire in the winter or in the fall or something and just kind of enjoy it and kind of unpack it. I'm sure the flavor develops differently as the temperature goes up a little bit. So I'll be drinking this slowly throughout the episode, but tasteability will give it a 27.
Oh, wow. I was expecting a little higher in the tasteability.
Well, then, we'll
change your mind.
33.
Yes, the influence I have on this podcast. It's because I have blackmail on Chris. I have some dark secrets. I got nothing. All right, so let's move into the little Bruins news we have, which is David Pastrnak just fucking living life at a soccer game. I would assume it was in the Czech Republic. And he was, if you haven't seen the video, it is on Twitter. It's probably on other forms of social media as well. He was standing on like a railing at the game and leading a chant, shirtless. Looked like he was having a lot of fun. Probably had a few beers in him or something.
We endorse that.
We certainly endorse that. We're going to be standing on railings at the Garden doing chants at some point, I'm sure, the Brews and Bruins crew. But the only concern I had, and it's not really like concerning per se, but when he jumped off the railing, he said fuck. And it just kind of makes you think, why would you say fuck when you land after a railing unless you you hurt yourself in some way?
I think we've all been a little inebriated before and kind of like stubbed your toe or not something super serious and just said fuck.
For sure.
I think maybe people are overanalyzing that a little bit until we actually hear something. But yeah, it is somebody who has a history of injuring himself in non-hockey ways, so I think while inebriated as well, so I don't know, it's something to maybe be worried about when you don't have anything else to think about in terms of, you know, Bruins on ice stuff. But as far as David Pastrnak getting out there and enjoying himself, I mean, he himself has endured a personal tragedy this offseason, or I guess playoffs through the offseason, and it's good to see him out there doing things. So overall positive for me.
For sure. I guess we'll move. That's really the only Bruins news, which I think is great. It's just David Pastrnak fucking hammered in a soccer game. That's great. I don't think we've covered this yet on the pod. Henrik Lundqvist is officially retired now after 15 years in the NHL. I would say one of the best, in my opinion, one of the best goaltenders to not win a cup. I would say, yeah, one of the best ever. I think in, you know, thinking about the past 15 years, for me personally, that's me growing up with hockey. You know, I was 9 when he came into the league. Probably the best goaltender I've ever seen during that stint. Yeah, honestly, I think so. Really sad the way it happened, because a lot of it was due to those health issues he had that sidelined him for the entire season last year. And now he's saying it's time. I think, you know, there's all those players out there that don't win the cup that you feel like should have gotten one, because Stanley Cup's just so hard to get, and it happens a lot where some of the best players don't get it. But really wish he could have gotten that back in, I forget what year it is, but LA. They faced LA and LA won.
Yeah, I think that was like 2012, 2013, somewhere around.
Yeah, it was right after the Bruins won. It was the year after. Yeah.
Yeah, so my thoughts on Henrik Lundqvist probably don't vary too much from yours and most of the hockey worlds, but putting it in the context of Hall of Fame candidacy, I think he's a no-brainer Hall of Famer. But what makes it more interesting is for Tuukka's Hall of Fame candidacy is guys who haven't won a cup as the starting goaltender. And Tuukka hasn't beat in a lot of the rate stats, but Lundqvist is, I believe, way ahead of him in wins, just because longevity and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So who knows how much longer Tuukka is going to play, but that's always an interesting conversation. That's one of the big comps, and it's always weird to me when Bruins fans are like, oh yeah, Henrik Lundqvist could really use a guy like that on our team, when you got a guy like that on your team. So mm-hmm. I loved Henrik Lundqvist while he wasn't playing against the Bruins. I don't think I ever had an issue with that guy. Like, he's seems like a generally well-regarded player and person in the league, and I don't know a lot of people have bad things to say about him. So as far as like the instigation of his retirement, I don't know, I think either way, he's been on the decline for the last 3 or so years, and you know, I don't think he was going to be the starting goaltender on a Stanley Cup team no matter where he was playing. So unless barring injury from another starting goaltender, like if he had gone to backup Vasilevsky and won a cup in Tampa, like maybe that could have happened. But I think it's probably time anyway. I'm sure he could have provided some team with decent backup games, but overall, like, yeah, it's sad that a health condition had to kind of force him into it, but also I think he wasn't long for the league anyway.
And just a very another very notable fact about Lundqvist is that he is a very, very good looking man.
Yeah, I think that just we like would be remiss
absolutely not to mention. Absolutely one of the sexiest men in hockey.
Also has an identical twin, which is interesting.
He does?
Yes.
I had no fucking clue. That's wild. Holy shit.
Yep.
Does he play hockey? Because maybe then Henrik is the second.
If I recall, I don't believe he was ever an NHL player, but I think he did play. And I don't think he was a goalie. Let's look it up.
This is information we need to know now, because I would assume many listeners did not know he had an identical
Joel,
twin.
Or I guess Joel Lundqvist. Yeah, he's also very good looking. Obviously.
Considering he looks the same.
He's, I guess, currently a Swedish professional ice hockey center from Frölunda HC of the Swedish Hockey League. He is the team captain. So, yes, the identical twin brother of NHL.
He was on the
Henrik
Stars.
Lundqvist. Oh, interesting.
Well, I see a picture of him in a Stars jersey, playing career. He was selected by the Dallas Stars in the 2000 NHL entry draft in the third round and signed a one-year deal.
He played a bunch of games for the Stars between 06 and 09, and then for the rest of his career was basically in Europe.
Yeah, during that time he was up and down too from the AHL and NHL, but wow. Interesting. The more you know. he's played through 2018. He played 2019-20. Yeah, he's still going.
Yeah.
And not in the NHL, but, you know.
Internet at least said he was current captain of Frölunda HC, so.
Nice. What else do we got? The off season is tough. It's getting even tougher as we're getting into September now.
We have the Women's World Championships. Haven't gotten the chance to really pay attention to them too much so far, but in the next few days, definitely gonna buckle down and get into it. And once it gets kind of to the bracket round, that'll be the time to really dive in. But USA right now. Has won their only two games. They just beat Finland 3-0 on Sunday, and we're recording this on Monday, should be released on Tuesday. They're playing against Russia, or whatever they're calling Russia, in the tournament on Tuesday. So
ROC,
check that out. Canada also in their group, also 2-0, so that should be fun.
I said The Rock, ROC, and the Google Meets came up with, I can't scroll up back to it. It's like The Rock Arrow. So gotta love captions.
Fun times.
Let's see what else is out there. Let's Google some NHL news. This is great. I'm seeing previews of the 2022 UFA class.
Yeah,
seeing
cool.
Previews
let's start talking
of
about
next offseason. Yeah, let's talk about next offseason instead of this one. the most underpaid goaltenders in the NHL from the hockey news. There's nothing here.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything.
Excluding those on entry-level contracts, let's take a look at a few of the best underpaid goaltenders in the league by Ryan Kennedy. That's it. Oh, it's a video. That's why.
Philip Grubauer is ready to be, quote-unquote, that guy as the Kraken goalie. Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, maybe this is just a quickie. Maybe
I don't think we need to belabor the point here. Yeah, there's not a whole lot going on in Bruins world, so maybe we should think about what we're going to do for the next episode that isn't this.
Get hammered.
Honestly, down to do that. We haven't done one of those in a while.
Yeah,
just,
we really haven't.
Like, rip some shots and talk about whatever. Have, like, 4 or 5 people on the podcast and see what happens.
Talk about life and not hockey at all for an episode.
Yeah,
I think we could wrap it here. Thank you for bearing with us in this episode of Brews and Bruins, a The Hockey Podcast Network podcast presented by Bruins Die Hard, sponsored by DraftKings. Use promo code THPN when you sign up for DraftKings. Just fucking run it.
Run that
All right, good fucking bye.
Later.